do provide through the holidays. If you haven't got grandparents, and is it fair? Dr. Amanda Gummer is the founder of Fundamentally Children. Morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Well, not only is it fair, and I know a lot of grandparents love having their grandkids, don't they? Of course they do. But this is the time of life. You think, I get to 65, 70, start living. No, you've got a week's worth of childcare. There you go.
Yeah, I think you've got to, all families have got to make their own sort of solutions, haven't they? But if grandparents are happy to have them, whether that's sort of grandparents who live nearby and have them during the day as a childminder or a nanny or somebody would, or whether the kids get sent off to granny's for a week's holiday, either of those can work really well as long as, like you say, everybody's happy to do it.
Yeah, and I mentioned earlier that, you know, more and more, you know, parents are working and having to work just to make ends meet. And, you know, you want to have children, but it's a difficult balancing act, and it can cost you a fortune to put them in clubs and stuff in the summer.
And balancing is absolutely the right word. And I know that, you know, in a six-week summer holidays, you get, you know, one parent taking 2 weeks off and then another parent taking 2 weeks off and then the kids getting, you know, farmed out to whatever for a couple of weeks. Mm. And that's the one scenario that I think is actually more damaging than a lot of the other options. And I think parents need some time together. They need to have that family time where possible. And rather than worrying about entertaining the kids 24/7 and making sure that they're stimulated and engaged and at clubs and this, that and the other, I would suggest that parents try and talk to their employers about a bit more flexible working and have the kids around more. And if you're at home, you can still work. A lot of people can still work from home.
Yeah.
And the kids can amuse themselves. You know, the previous caller said, we didn't have 24-hour entertainment when we were kids. You know, you went out to the park, and you can't do it with 2-year-olds, obviously.
But this is an added difficulty these days, isn't it? The kids don't play out like we did. I remember summer holidays, you go down the rec with your bat, knock on everybody's door, who's up for a game of cricket? You played till it got dark.
Yeah, and you came home for tea. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's a tipping point thing as well, because the more you do that, the safer it actually becomes, because the more people are out and about. So it becomes, you know, and obviously road safety is a big issue, but once the kids are down the rec, being able, you know, if they know people around and you can take it in turns with parents, and that whole sense of community, I think if we can get that back and allow parents to sort of keep an eye on other people's kids, the age at which parents feel able to let their kids go off or entertain themselves or even just have friends round, and letting them still check their email, still be available for the odd, you know, to do their work flexibly, I think that can actually reap benefits.
And some, you know, I think parents sometimes these days as well are worried that their children get bored. Yet, when I was a child, I remember some of the best things came out of being bored.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because you find stuff to do.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lovely quote from Paddington about how Paddington was just about to write in his diary at a loose end, and he realised that he had an idea, and he realised all his ideas came when they were at a loose end. It is really important to let kids not be bored to the point at which they become destructive and they do stuff that they're not supposed to, but not to feel that they've got a sort of overscheduled 24/7 activity program. Kids need to have that downtime in order to explore and sort of figure out what they want to do, make decisions about what makes them happy. It's really important for their emotional and social well-being.
I just wonder whether life was simpler years ago. And I know we look through rose-tinted glasses, but I just wonder, being a child was a bit simpler, wasn't it, years ago?
I think there was less pressure on parents to provide that sort of 24/7 entertainment. And I think there was less expectation on children to be geniuses by the time they were two. So
here's a stick and a tyre. Go play.
Yeah, you know. Absolutely. And I think, you know, actually stranger danger is less prevalent now than it ever has been. I think the Victorian ages were the most dangerous in terms of sort of abductions and the nasty stuff that we're all worried about. So, you know, it is about remembering the childhood that you had or that you want to give your kids and putting things in place to sort of let that happen. And it's better for everybody. We take a parent-centred parenting approach here at Fundamentally Children, and it's very much about making sure that the parent is okay in order to make sure the kids are okay. And a parent shouldn't be a 24-hour entertainer for the children. They need to be a role model. They need to be a happy, healthy, relaxed, confident, fulfilled role model for
and
their
learn
children.
How to make your own fun.
Absolutely.
That's part of it. And I wonder whether, you know, and I don't mean to be detrimental to the majority of people listening to this show, whether being with old people all the time, is that good for children?
Actually, no. Kids need their own... They need to learn things like compromise and negotiation and boundaries, and they need that kind of playground mentality where they're getting sort of their corners not rubbed off them by slightly older children or their peers. Having parents helicoptering, hovering over them all the time means that they don't then sort their own problems out because they always refer up to the adult because somebody's nicked their sweet or somebody's not letting them play. So they turn to the adult to sort it out rather than sort of trying to do it themselves. And again, that's really important skills that kids need to learn.
Amanda, fascinating talk to you as ever. Dr. Amanda Gummer, the founder of Fundamentally Children, say it's not great, you know, for children to be with elderly people, their grandparents all the time. It's not great to be fostered out, not great to be parents all the time.